Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Darcy Abbott is a producer and festival organizer of the Still River Music Festival, which will occur in Riverton, Connecticut on June 23rd from 11 a.m. to midnight. Abbott is a radio show host of the popular program The Hotspot with Darcy, which airs on WAPJ in Torrington on Mondays from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and The Morning Show on Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Abbott is known for her interviews of musicians and business leaders and hosting live performances within the studio. We'll talk about Abbott's work, her love of music, and desire to promote a positive business environment in all as it relates to the Still River Music Festival. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Darcy Abbott here on Nutmeg Chatter. Darcy, welcome to Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you so much, Joe, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to speak with you as well. I enjoyed our prior conversation. Well, we have many conversations,
yes,
of course, but we had a prior interview last year, and this is a very special follow-up for the Still River Music Festival, because with the huge success that the Still River Music Festival had in Riverton last year, you're growing it by leaps and bounds, but still within this wonderful beautiful environment of Riverton, Connecticut.
Yes, thank you very much. We're very proud of how the festival went off last year. Last year, the festival broke even and donated $2,700 in total to charity. So, you know, we're very proud of that. All the people, you know, that are involved and put their efforts in. It's a lot of work, but it takes, you know, a lot of good people with, you know, that are like-minded.
Absolutely, and people who want to see this succeed, and a lot of it stems. This is a music festival, so
yes,
this is. We're going to separate it just a little bit from, say, the Riverton Fair,
yes,
which is a separate animal. That's a separate type of idea, which has, you know,
that's an agricultural fair,
right. This is kind of a focus on music, and then you have some extraordinary musicians from across New England coming to make sure they perform for the for this crowd.
Yes, we've been fortunate. The whole entire music community has been very supportive, along with the business community in Barkhamsted, the business leaders in Barkhamsted, and beyond. We've been able to pull in some great sponsors this year as well.
Yeah.
Yes, we've had sponsors. We've got, of course, Russ's Septic System, who helps us with all the porta potties and all that stuff. And they've been supportive from the onset. Town and Country Realty, the Community Health and Wellness Center of Greater Torrington, Eric Grogan Designs, Northwestern Connecticut Community College, Joey's Fashions, and Hitchcock Chair.
Yes. The historic Hitchcock Chair.
And they will be doing a tent sale out in their lot the day of the festival. And I welcome all the business owners in the Riverton Village to, you know, amp it up and draw people in. The festival, it's not only to highlight the musicians, you know, because I'm all about the platforms that we create for local musicians, because there really aren't enough. That's one of the reasons I love WAPJ and community radio in general, because that's where we have the artistic freedom to do that with the local music scene.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to talk about the business side of thing. We're going to talk about the making of a festival, if you will,
yes,
the producing, because
yes,
I think that's fascinating, to trying to pull all of it together to organize something in such a way to then present it to the public and have it come off as a huge success. But before we leave the aspect of, say, businesses who are helping to make it grow, one of the businesses, and I just so you know, this is not a sponsor of WAPJ or WHDD or any other station. I just happen to mention it because it's interesting to
yes,
me. The Riverton General Store is a historic location. From what I understand, It's been in operation at that location since 1850.
Yes.
And when I drive by Riverton, it always, you know, grabs my eye, grabs my attention, just the outside. To be told, I've never been inside, but it's something that I will rectify this year.
Because yes.
It's interesting to me that such an iconic building is...
It's iconic.
An iconic location is...
And
is
so you see it from the outside. Wait till you go inside and see all the history. That place is steeped in history, and you see it all over the walls. You know, there's pictures of the store from way back, you know, in the different phases of the store. So it is. It is truly a gem down there in Riverton, and it's a focal point. A lot of people gather there. You know, they have outdoor dining and all that kind of stuff. They even host little music things, you know, periodically. And Leslie does a wonderful job with the menu and the clientele. And everybody down there has been super supportive. And actually, Riverton General Store is one of our ticket agents. They're actually selling tickets for us, pre-sale.
Of tickets for the Still River Music Festival. That's interesting. Okay.
Well, last year, last year was the first year, so we had our formula. We did, you know, but then there's always things to critique. So I always listen to the feedback from the public. Mm-hmm. And one of the real big things I had a few people say is they were upset they could not buy paper tickets prior to, like, a regular concert ticket, because some people really like that paper ticket. They like to put it on their fridge and anticipate the day.
Yes.
So this year we went ahead, printed the tickets, and we have them for sale at the Riverton General Store and the Trading Post in Canton.
I can understand that from my own perspective as well. I would probably be one of those people who, it wouldn't be something that's a need, but it's something that I would enjoy having, because it can also serve as a memento for the occasion.
Right.
And especially if I, you know, it's such an event that I thoroughly enjoyed and I wanted to keep a memento of that, that would be one of the pieces of that memory that I could hold on to. So it makes sense that you now have paper tickets for that.
Well, thank you. And we, like I say, we really do try to listen to our public. One of the other things, we have a beer garden, but we got a lot of requests to have wine because not everybody's beer drinkers. A lot of the ladies would like wine.
Interesting.
So we are adding wine this year. And we're doing a little bit of layout change to make the flow a little better. You know, like I say, we observe every aspect of the festival during the festival, and we have a meeting at the end, and we critique what worked and what didn't. And then we go back to the drawing board to make the needed changes.
Sure. So. Now, you've had extensive experience because you volunteer for other festivals in Riverton. Your family... steeped in that history of aiding festivals at that particular location. So you have a lot of history going into it.
Yes.
But putting one on by yourself. Yes. And when I say by yourself, that I do not mean to neglect all the people
right.
who helped to make it
the support
success.
Network.
You've already covered that, so that's not what I mean.
Oh,
but
no.
I mean, there's got to be somebody who's spearheading the mission, and in this particular case that person is you. So you've almost anticipated what my question in terms of some lessons learned from the years past.
Yes.
Because you've described that. Was there any like something surprising, either positive or negative, or something that you recognized when you were there at the festival on that particular day, or perhaps even in hindsight, that you said, oh, you know what, we need to do X. Was it
yes,
the wine?
There was the wine, and that more came after. You know, but one of the things I did notice, and one of the reasons we're changing some of the layout, is, you know, we did the karaoke barn last year. Well,
that's right.
You know, the festival and the flow and the way everything is set up on the grounds, it was kind of hard to get the traffic to flow there. So we're not going to do that this year because I don't, you know, and there were some vendors in that barn, and we did work at getting people there, but I don't ever like any participant, whether it be a vendor, you know, somebody who's doing a display or anything, to ever feel like they're out in left field. So we're going to pull everything in a little closer this year, you know, around the field area. We're going to change the position of the stage. They're actually going to be together this year instead of having two separate stages on either end. That way people don't have to run back and forth. Mm-hmm. You can actually come plant your chair, your, you know, whatever, your blanket, and plant it there and stay there and see all the music and move about and have a stationary place, because it is a long day and people do get wristbanded so they can come and go, because we do understand many of us that are part of this festival have families. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a Saturday in June. There are children that have all kinds of activities. So we like, you know, people to feel like they can come, enjoy this part, run a few errands, come back, maybe drop the children off for the night part and come back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. That's a great way of doing it, making sure that people can participate throughout the day. That they're also not like, once you're in, you can't leave.
Right.
No, it's very fluid, and that's a lesson learned, which is fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Would you believe we're already at our first break?
Wow.
It's
time
amazing.
Well, time
we're
flies
having fun.
With you.
Exactly. Well, so what we're going to do, I had the opportunity of interviewing Ken Storrs, the Lone Piper.
Yes.
Fantastic. And he is kicking things off for the Still River Music Festival. I think it would be appropriate to kick things off in terms of this break segment, playing a little bit of Ken Storrs, the Lone Piper. Then we'll come back. We'll talk about some of the other musicians that are performing at the Still River Music Festival. We'll be back in just a few moments with Darcy Abbott here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Darcy Abbott. Darcy Abbott is a radio show host herself. She has The Hot Spot with Darcy on WAPJ in Torrington. And she features artists and musicians and business leaders, but especially when it comes to the musicians, one of the highlights of her shows is when she shares it online on Facebook, does a Facebook Live, and that gets an enormous type response. So you've really built up a name in terms of local artists within the community, which is fantastic.
Thank you.
And I'd love to talk now about some of the extraordinary musicians who are going to be performing at the Still River Music Festival.
Well, I would like to talk about Scarlett. We, this year, one of the benefactors of the festival is CREC, Greater Academy of Arts in Hartford, which is a magnet school mm-hmm. for arts and music and drama. And Scarlett attends there, and so she is actually going to do a slot with a couple of other attendees from CREC, and they are going to do a 45-minute slot to highlight CREC's programs. And I felt it was really important to give CREC a slot so that, you know, they can connect what it is they do, how it all connects to this festival, and why we're benefiting them.
Oh, absolutely. And that's fantastic.
Scarlett
is an amazing singer herself.
She's 15.
And songwriter as well.
Yes.
And I had the very, very privileged opportunity to be able to see her perform live when there was a location downtown Torrington and when Jennifer Hill performed the opener. The opening act was Scarlett, and she just did an amazing job, knocked it out of the park. And she's only, you know, continued to excel, with her abilities and with her singing and with her songwriting. So I'm so looking forward to finding out how well she does in the festival setting. I'm sure she's going to knock it out of the park.
Played last year with Jen Hill, Murderous Chanteuse. Mm-hmm. And she did an amazing job. And, you know, Jen Hill, shout out to Jen Hill. She produces Swan Day, which is Support Women Artists Now in Connecticut.
Absolutely. An extraordinary event.
Yes.
In an iconic building, the Trinity on Main in New Britain, every year that brings in musicians and artists, with that focus, that singular focus there of supporting women artists now, which is and I think the word now is a very key component of that.
Yes, because There's no time like the present. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So shout out. And she, you know, Scarlett is, she's just a note off the old sheet. You know, she really is. So we really look forward to having her. And she'll be playing a little earlier in the day. We're starting out with Kenny Storrs, the Lone Piper.
He
will do his traditional and non-traditional bagpipes. And then we're going to have Adelaide, who will share that 45-minute slot with him. She'll come at the latter part of that slot. She's 10 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, and she rocks it. She's got a few of her own original tunes that she's written, and she plays a lot of open mics in the area, like LaSalle's. You can catch her at LaSalle's just about every Friday night, mm-hmm. playing the open mic. And she contacted me. She had heard about the festival and says, you know, my name is Adelaide, I'm 10 years old. And she's like, you know, telling me a little bit about what she does. And she's like, a lot of people think because I'm 10 years old, I can't hold the stage. She says, but I can.
Wow,
so I was
fantastic.
Like, yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. And when somebody, you know, especially young like that, you know,
yes.
you have to.
Has
so,
the drive and the passion.
Yes, I literally got up. I was already in my pajamas ready to go to bed, you know, because it had been a long week. So I literally got up and got dressed and went out to LaSalle's to meet her and see her. And so, you know, I couldn't.
And she impressed.
Yes.
And you said she's got to be on the slate, on the bill.
Yes.
Wow.
So we're very
fantastic.
Excited. And that's the thing I really try to do is promote all artists at whatever level they're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I wish I had more time and more stages and more, you know, but I have what I have. So we've got 13 acts. And the other, Danny Dreyer is playing. He's the Josie Award winner. He won the Josie Award in down in Nashville for
wow.
his group last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Murderous Chanteuse, which we've talked about already. Plywood Cowboy. Now that they, Steve Dedman,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
he's yeah. just a super wonderful guy, and he does wonderful original music and always puts on a fantastic show. Very excited. That's kind of like our little country-ish element,
because yes.
I try to highlight as many genres as possible.
Absolutely.
One of my hashtags
is... It's a music festival.
Yes.
It's not a specific
right.
music genre festival.
Right. It's right, right. exactly. Because my hashtag is all genres matter. You know, so
and
I
want to support the performers and the, of different styles of music.
And someone you can X-ray is a high-energy band. They will have your toes tapping. You will not be able to sit still. And they're like six-piece. They have... It's amazing. It's such a show. Those guys are a great show. And we've worked the lineup
mm-hmm.
To start with Kenny and end with Flipper Dave. And I met with our stage managers, who are Scott Sebastian and Ellen Knowlton this year. And Scott Sebastian and The Rain will also be playing.
Nice.
But we built the lineup to gradually... elevate an energy, you know, like we're gonna start off and but by Flipper Dave, someone you can X-ray, it's a total build up. So we tried to line everything up, you know, in that respect.
That's nice. And are there any other type of genres you know that what might be unique or special within this festival?
Well, we've got singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
We've got rock. We've got Americana with Joey Sexton Band. Scott Sebastian's more on the rock side. Podunk Throwbacks, which are another local band from this immediate
Absolutely.
Area.
They're great.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as it's just an array. It's like a rainbow of variety here.
Fantastic. That's an incredible lineup. You said 13?
Yes, acts altogether.
Acts in total. Starts at 11 a.m. Oh, does the music start exactly at 11 a.m.?
The gates open at 11, so everybody can kind of come in and get
okay.
situated. And we'll start at 11:30 with Kenny.
Right.
And I specifically like to open. Last year we opened with Didgeridoo, which is another, to me, like primal kind of instrument.
Sure.
And so I like to open that because, to me, I like to wake the village gently.
Okay.
You know, I like to
yeah.
wake the village and, you know... And, you know, thank all the spirits that walked before us, you know, and kind of invite them to come and stomp the ground, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
Well, that's going to be an amazing experience. Would you believe we're already at our second break?
My goodness, time flies.
It does. So tell you what, we'll play a little bit of Scarlett, who will be performing at the Still River Music Festival. Then we're going to come on back and we're going to have our third and final segment. Okay. We're going to talk about kind of putting it together and what does it mean to like reach out to businesses. And I, once again, yes. I just want to stress, none of these businesses are, as far as I know, sponsors of this particular station or the other station. But so just making that clear. But I wanted to find out what is it to put on a festival. I think it's an interesting aspect and an angle that isn't really talked about all that often.
Right.
And I'd like to talk about it here. So
okay.
We're going to do that in just a few moments with Darcy Abbott here on Nutmeg Chatter.
I wish you were here with me, your hand lightly touching mine. You look up at me. I never realized how much I missed you and how happy I am now that you're mine. I get so cheesy happy when I see your face. The thought of you makes my heart race. You are the moon and I'm your stars. I feel so near even when you're far. My eyes light up with just the thought of this, it's all so true. I know I might sound like a fool, but I'm extraordinarily in love with you.
Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Darcy Abbott. She is the founder, she is the producer of and the organizer of the Still River Music Festival. And in the first segment, we talked about the aspect of the Still River Music Festival, what it is. In the second segment, we talked about the musicians who are going to be a part of it, because it's a music festival. That's
right.
An important part of it. In this third and final segment, I just wanted to kind of find out, what is it like to actually put on a festival? What's the mechanisms behind that? How difficult is it to reach out to businesses and say, I would like you to sponsor something? Do you find that difficult? Do you find that easy? What is it like for you?
Well, it's a formula. You know, the whole festival itself is a formula. You start out location. You got to find your location,
sure.
And then you got to pick a date. And personally, when I picked the date to do this festival, I wanted a date that would stick, a weekend. So I made sure to look at everything else going on around the area to make sure I didn't have any major competition. Like the Goshen Stampede is the week before. It's like you don't compete with, a new event does not compete with a long-standing 13-year event.
So before you even selected the date, you looked and you said, okay, what else is going on?
Yes.
And because the Goshen Stampede is the week prior,
right.
You're like, well, we're not going to compete with that.
No.
We're going to do it a different week. That's interesting. Okay,
yes,
that's what
that,
I want to know.
And then I spent weeks agonizing over the right name, because the other thing is that's hugely important, because you want to make sure that you can do all the marketing aspects. I wanted to make sure I could buy the domain names. I wanted to make sure I could have all the social media be the Still River Music Festival. So there was a lot of research that went in even prior. And then I had to do a lot of research on the beer garden. There's an immense amount of insurance that is required.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I take, $4 million alone just on the beer garden, another $2 million on the festival. You know, it's a few $1,000s just to get out of the gate just with insurance. And then you have all the permitting processes. So that's kind of the admin part of it.
Did you have any help with that aspect, or were you doing it all by yourself on that?
As far as the planning and coming up with the plan, I did that on my own, and then I pulled in the appropriate people to help.
That's what I wanted. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
So.
And then for
the sponsors.
The sponsors, did you find that challenging?
No.
Did you find that fun? What was it? What is it like?
So for me personally, I can talk to just about anybody. You know, I'm not shy. So that's very, very helpful. But it's very easy for me to go out and approach the businesses about this festival, because it is a benefit. It benefits Aim for a Better Tomorrow, which is a nonprofit that does art and music programming with at-risk populations. We've done programs in this area. The Winsted Volunteer Fire Department is also a benefactor. They provide critical services to the Winsted area, and all their guys, you know, their guys come in and volunteer and run the beer garden for us. So, you know, and that just happened organically. So I just decided this year to make them part of the benefactor of the beer garden specifically. That's AIM and the Winsted Fire Department. But then CREC will get a portion of the ticket sales. And so I absolutely do not find it hard at all to go approach businesses to help them support a benefit.
Okay, and this is a benefit.
Yes.
This is and it's benefiting more than one organization. It's benefiting the large numbers.
Yeah. Yes, and I try to include all of the community. The business community in Barkhamsted has been wonderful. As soon as Don Stein, the first selectman of Barkhamsted, heard about it in like February of last year, he called me right up, offered any assistance that he could help, invited me to the business meetings. You know, the Economic Development Commission has all, you know, I actually just spoke with them all last Wednesday. And so I invite all the nonprofits to come, and I set up an area for the nonprofits to have to hand out their information free of charge.
Nice.
You know,
yeah,
and the business community in Riverton and Barkhamsted, what I've suggested to them, because you can come and go with your wristbands, that they set up a scavenger hunt throughout the little village, and I'll give them a booth in the festival, and they can hand out the things, get people to go around and do it, bring their paper back, get a ticket to go into a drawing, you know, for a prize pack of local Barkhamsted prizes and gift certificates. And so the whole thing, I try to create elements that will expand everybody, that will draw attention to everybody, spread people around,
you know,
and get them to want to come back to the village for other things.
Absolutely. This is going to continue to grow.
Yes.
And, you know, with each year and each successive year, you know, get better and better. And you also, I noticed that you're bringing in different musicians, or at least you're kind of, you're mixing it up a little bit. And that's just to kind of give other people opportunities.
Right.
It's more of a offering opportunities.
Right. Because I try to be a platform, you know, I try to create the platforms. That's the radio show, the festival, the Facebook stuff. It's giving the opportunity. And so there are only about four acts that are the same this year, and then all the other ones are changed,
sure,
you know. And I've explained, you know, to all of the musicians that, you know, we have to change it up and give people an opportunity. And most of them have donated their time.
Wow.
You know, and that is awesome.
That's extraordinarily generous, and they're extraordinary musicians. And, I, you know, fortunately, I've listened to, you know, nearly all of that list. There's a new, of course, Adelaide, I have not heard yet, but I look forward to hearing. You've had these musicians on your show.
Yes.
And so I've been able to enjoy it from there and then learn from it. If people want to find out more information about the Still River Music Festival, where can they go, Darcy?
StillRiverMusicFestival.com. We also have a Facebook page that will give you more information and direct you right to the website. You can buy tickets on StillRiverMusicFestival.com. You can sign up to be a vendor or a sponsor or a volunteer also right there. And I also want to say one last thing. WAPJ is going to have a booth there. We are not able to broadcast because that's not in our broadcast area, but it's a great opportunity for the public to come out and meet their favorite host from WAPJ. So I really want to, you know, I would like to encourage people to come visit the WAPJ booth.
Fantastic. Well, Darcy, I want to thank you for coming in and talking to us here on Nutmeg Chatter.
Thank you. It was absolutely my pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Some of the music has been provided by the Lone Piper, Ken Storrs, so we thank him for that. Some of the music has been provided by Scarlett, so we thank her for that. We hope you enjoyed the chat.
Maybe it's those pouty lips and bright white teeth, or maybe it's those freckles upon your cheeks. It's definitely the curly hair that always gets me, or maybe it's that heart that's big beyond belief. It feels feels so nice to exist in this world, sitting in your boxes and your t-shirt, knowing that this empty space on the right side of my bed is taken by your sleepy, messy bedhead. I get so cheesy happy when